Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Ezra did not come home alone. Quote, "Some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinim came up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes," Ezra 7, verse 7. Why was he returning? Quote, "Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel," verse 10. That's always the winning combination. Seek, do, teach, in that order. You can see the gap between the reign of Darius, chapter 6, verse 12, and this point in the narrative, during the reign of Artaxerxes. It spanned the years from 516 to 458 BC. Only a man like Ezra, guided by the Spirit and interested more in God's story than his own, would write a biography where he doesn't show up until halfway through. Remember, however, that Ezra described, from extant records, two events that occurred during these gap years. In chapter 4, he listed two letters written during the reigns of Ahasuerus, circa 485 BC, and Artaxerxes, circa 465 BC, attempts to stop God's work in Jerusalem. But now this same Artaxerxes has written a letter for Ezra, chapter 7, verses 11 to 26, one that thrills the heart just reading it. What a God who could move a Gentile king to so thoughtfully and thoroughly provide for this vital work. Surely this prefigures a greater day and a more glorious Jerusalem when, quote, "the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it." Revelation 21:24. Away with pessimism. Doesn't the scripture say, quote, "all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations." Psalm 22, verses 27 and 28. "Lord, be exalted among the nations, and bring your people home."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.